Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report that we have put together here for a number of years. And we are going to be covering a number of topics: FISA 702, Jennifer Grantham, the mafia don that she is, or Donita, maybe, the Iran-Israel conflict. Obviously, that's going to come up. And there's now visitors in Ukraine. Interesting. And we'll let Doug break that down for us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And I just interviewed the CEO of Noble Gold, and he was well aware of Dodd-Frank. Hey, listen, as more and more banks go on the watch list, that means more and more people are at risk for losing their money. The FDIC has 0.7% of the money on hand they need to cover. And Dodd-Frank says the banks can keep your money. They don't do it now because they want you to keep putting it in so they can loan it out. But folks, if they're failing, what do you think they're going to do? Okay, so Noble Gold can help you with that. I just did a deal with Noble Gold yesterday because I was out of balance. I like to keep certain proportions of assets. And listen, I've been a customer for over 6 years. You really need to take a hard look at this. Let me send you a free information packet. No obligation. No one's going to bug you. DaveHodgesGold.com. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. But if you feel urgency, and you should, we're in the danger zone. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And as we always say, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, right? You need storable food. You absolutely have to have that. And you also, well, you need training. Train, prep, and pray. And we're going to have Doug tell you about his training courses he does. And I think it's something that's indispensable. It's not enough to have a gun. You darn well better know how to use that gun. Anyway, Doug, it's good to have you on. You're back from your training. How did that go?
Well, as usual, it went great. Had a great time training with a small group of guys. We do as much fellowshipping and lifting up the brethren as we do training. So it's always a great time. People like to say that it's like a little mini conference whenever they come to our training. It's a if there was ever a time to be prepared physically, now is that time, not just getting in shape, but actually understanding tactics, being safe with firearms, knowing safe tactics that aren't stupid and loony like what you see all over YouTube, but actual conceptual tactics that are just as basic as possible that all forces use. So that's what we do. But Dave, the bigger side of what we do at our training is we do scenarios. And so we actually teach you how to deal with people. People is the biggest problem. It's not a cardboard target. It's not a paper target that's going to be trying to kick your door down or trying to harass you. It's going to be people. So what we like to do is we like to teach you how to deal with people, how to speak to them, how to keep safe distance, how to always be ever observant. And not only that, but we also help to teach people memory recall because until, Doomsday strikes, we still live in a land with laws and prosecutors. So you have to know also how to speak properly to law enforcement, how to have a proper statement after any type of violent scenario. So we teach people how to articulate, how to describe what happened instead of just freezing up. So it can only help you, if people feel the need. If the spirit pushes them to get trained, then you can visit vindictasolutions.com, www.vindictasolutions.com. That'll be in the description down below. And come get some training. This month, we did a double header. We just trained people last weekend. And now this weekend, we're going to be in Corpus Christi. We're going to be training a large church group. So that'll be good for us. And hey, you want to hear something crazy? While we're at training, two things happen. And it's interesting, every time we put on training, Dave, something major around the world has happened. This time, Iran has a very large, unprecedented missile strike and a suicide drone strike on Israel. But also in the town right next to where we were training at in Glen Rose, Texas, at a cowboy church. One of the guys who owns the company with me, his grandparents actually go to the church. And so we got briefed something that happened this Sunday. So there in the church, there were two people out in the parking lot. One was a lady and one was a guy wearing a dress, a transsexual. And they were arguing. They come inside the church. They're in the sanctuary. And the pastor starts to open up and he's starting to preach. And then the guy wearing the dress starts to act very erratic, stands up, starts swearing. They try to keep him calm and tell him to quiet down. He doesn't. Security approaches, and the man, without hesitation, pulls out a knife starts stabbing at people. And he actually stabbed one of the security guards, but being that it's Texas, the great big cowboy belt buckle is what took the brunt of the knife. Unfortunately for the security guard, he actually grabbed the guy's hand and grabbed the knife at the same time. The man reached back and sliced the security guard's hands open, but they were able to subdue him, thankfully. You know, at the same time, this same weekend in Sydney, Australia, a very famous bishop, I actually really enjoy watching him. He's an Orthodox Christian named Bishop Mari Emanuel, was stabbed multiple times in the face by a Islamic extremist. It wasn't considered a terror attack, a hate crime. And
because a Christian was the victim?
Yes. Yeah. So this is what's interesting is I'm watching what's happening from the video that's getting sent to me. And there was a 500 plus man Christian riot right after this happened. And the police had to go in to actually grab the guy, the attacker, to protect him from the people showing up at the church. And then there is some recordings, I'm guessing, of local Islamic leaders in the area who are saying that what this guy did was the right thing, and that if Christians want to fight, the Muslims are ready for it. So it's heating up around the world, and it's not going to get any prettier. It's going to continue to get worse, which is why we continuously strain for people to get trained. If you don't want to get trained by us, that's perfectly fine. Seek training from somebody. Yep. Learn basic fundamentals of marksmanship. You need to learn basic medical training. You need to learn how to operate a ham radio. You need to be getting in good shape. There's nothing wrong, and Dave, you can attest to this. There's nothing wrong with being in shape. Being in shape will help you survive a violent encounter, or especially when you are in an austere environment and you have to be on the move quite a bit and be agile. Being in shape can only be an advantage. Being strong can only be an advantage. And strength is not a weakness, and weakness is not a strength. That's Mark Ripito who said that. So we strongly encourage people to get trained in multiple avenues and continue with their preparations and their prayers. And yeah, man. So that was our weekend. We got this next weekend coming up, and I look forward to continue to do it as long as God allows us.
Okay. How do people get in touch with you to find out more?
VindictiveSolutions.com. You can actually go to a contact page that's on our website, and you can contact us straight from the website.
Okay. There's something I want to bring up in reference to guns. The government illegally, supposed to be taking an act to Congress, still in violation of the Second Amendment. They want banks and credit card companies to report people that buy ammunition and guns. In fact, they're making it, they're going to penalize people that don't. Like I said, agencies are making up their own laws now. It's illegal, but they're still doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to make a gun or a ammo purchase, do it in cash. Read my lips. Do it in cash. Don't make it any easier for them than it already is. All right. One of the hot topics, Doug, is FISA, Section 702. And I want you to talk about that. Then I'll bring Merrick Garland into it today, who exposed himself for the felon that he is.
So I just talked about this on the live stream I just got done with, and it is unprecedented that FISA, the NSA, is about to be even more powerful than they already were. And, you know, it's a real betrayal from the House of Representatives and the Republican Party, especially the Speaker of the House, who sided with FISA, who decided to continue with all this. And now they're giving them even further reaching powers that will allow businesses now to actually spy on you. And it gets way worse than that, too. It's not just that businesses can spy on you, but anyone who does a business with you can now be forced to spy on you by the NSA, and they don't have to tell you. And it would actually be a violation if you denied to allow them to let you become a spy for them.
Yeah, exactly. This is East German Stasi stuff. And should we be surprised? Marcus Wolf set up the East German Stasi. He then was paid $5 million to set up Department of Homeland Security. So this is not surprising to me whatsoever. But Section 702 says that they can spy on you anywhere, anytime, and they don't have to have a warrant. And, you know, here's this troubling. People say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't have to worry about this. You're wrong. You're wrong, because if they don't like your political stance, if you're going to the wrong website, maybe you're going to American Vindicta and paying attention to that radical named Doug Thornton, they don't like that. So then what they do is show me the man, show me the crime. And if I can spy on you enough, I can manipulate things to bring charges against you.
Well, did anyone else just see that bus that just hit me? Bam, bam, bam. Thanks, Dave. You know, it's look, Biden and his administration and his DOJ have already said that pretty much if you voted for Donald Trump, if you express to be a supporter of MAGA, if you're, let's go ahead and name it, if you're white, if you're a Christian, if you're straight, if you believe in the Constitution, if you're a Second Amendment enthusiast, which is strange, we should all be enthusiastic about the Second Amendment. If you're a veteran returning from foreign wars, then you are on a watch list. And when Biden became president, he more or less declared that half of the country was a domestic violent extremist. This is something that Obama created, and then, strangely enough, Trump actually put into law. I don't think Trump had any idea of what he was doing. Then again, maybe he did. But now it's being used against we the people. Dave, it is very strange that a government like ours, the way it's created, with checks and balances, a government for the people, by the people, represented by the people, by our representatives that we send to Congress, will only continue to damn this country to make us a surveillance state, a police state, to make us, I don't know, I guess you say, just as unfree as communist China is. And then when they're confronted by it, because there was actually a reporter who confronted one of the House Intelligence Committee officials and said that you are becoming Stasi-like. And the guy just joked about it. He said, whatever, call Stasi-like if you want. It doesn't matter. These people are not on our side.
Yeah.
They're not on our side. And even to say that, they would consider to be what, hostile intent, malicious, malinformation, disinformation, misinformation. It's always about what they declare to be good, what they declare to be bad. But the consensus of we the people right now, even people who were Democratic supporters, are now waking up to the multiple violations from the Biden administration, the multiple violations from their own state representatives post the election. And people are waking up to it. People are becoming smart to it. People are seeing Donald Trump as maybe the last political hope. I don't throw all my eggs in that basket. But the Republican Party also isn't producing anyone right now that can trump the Trump, which is one of the reasons why Trump is tied up in court left and right and almost can't even leave the courtroom at this rate. But once again, this is why it is so pertinent for Christians to be praying to their God that justice be done in this country, that the sins of the rulers of this country be exposed to its people, and that we ask for strength and we ask for endurance and that we ask for patience from our God so that no one makes a stupid move and gets everyone else even more jammed up than America already is.
Yeah.
And eventually, Dave, there's going to become a confrontation point because you cannot continue to push people in this direction and not expect friction. It's going to happen. And they know it. This is a social problem. And with the economics not being any better, it's now become a social economic problem. The drugs are bad enough. The border's bad enough. Now we're trying to get in forever wars again. Did you hear recently here on the Texas border in El Paso, a National Guardsman was forced to shoot an illegal who was trying to stab somebody, who actually, I think, did stab somebody on the border, and then fled back into Mexico. So, you know, the Republicans are useless. They're useless. They're hopeless. And I'm sorry, but maybe the four or five Republicans that are worth a darn, you're not worth a darn whenever you are completely outnumbered by everybody else. So, I mean, Dave, people have lost faith in the system years ago. Now people are completely fed up with the system. And I believe when the majority of people who still believe in votes go to cast their votes and it does nothing for them, we're going to have an uprising in this country and nobody's ready for it. Nobody is ready for that day.
Yeah. You said a mouthful. I totally agree with you. I think the bottom line is I worry about a flashpoint that'll set off a civil war. Because it'll take a spark here, it'll spread. And, you know, what a wonderful day to have it happen on April 20th, Hitler's birthday, the Gulf oil spill, this nonsense. Yeah.
There was a mass protest that happened April 15th. And this protest happened at key cities around the country where there is major import-export of goods and where there is freight line and where there's major highways. And this was done by Antifa, disguised as a pro-Palestinian party. It's absolutely something right out of Antifa's playbook from 2020. And their goal from 2020 was to shut down the economic ingress and egress of this country. And that would force Donald Trump to resign. And now they're thinking that, well, it'll probably happen again. Trump will probably be elected, so they'll just do the same thing again. But what I see when I review this pamphlet that went out is that they're finding key locations that can cripple the infrastructure in one way or another, multiple avenues of infrastructure in America, and the economic part that we're needing so badly right now can be attacked so easily. Don't expect anything to just go the way of the quiet ones. It's going to be probably, I don't know, Dave, midsummer to November. I think the violence in America will pick up. I think we'll have an October surprise. It'll be very violent in America. I hope I'm wrong. But if they for sure see that Trump gets elected in November, if it even comes to that, many people, Dave, don't even think Trump will even have the availability to be elected at this point. But if he's not so tied up in court, if he's not found to be within any felony charges, I mean, at this rate, the guy's going to be freaking prosecuted by every DA in America. So someone will eventually find fault. But if he does get the nomination in November, all hell's going to break loose in this country.
That's not going to happen, Doug. They're not going to let it get to that point, in my opinion. They're going to know how bad it is. They'll be able to know how much they have to cheat. And then they'll make a determination whether they have the ability to pull it off. And they can't pull it off. That's when your October surprise will come in.
Yeah, I think part of the October surprise is war. That's what I think it is. I think it's war. War that'll be in the Middle East and Ukraine that we'll get pulled into. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's something that happens along our own coastlines that, you know, pulls our forces back here to America so that we can't protect Israel as well.
I agree with you about the transfer of forces. Here's how I see it. And I had this discussion with a couple of military insiders that I've told you about before. They feel that China's going to move on Taiwan, but China's going to do a helpful thing for their allies in Russia and Iran. All those soldiers that are here, all those terrorists that are here, okay, who knows how many there are, but they are going to totally attack the infrastructure, not just take down the grid, but take down everything. They're going to poison the water. They're going to wreck the transportation systems. They're going to burn the fields so you can't grow crops. They may even let the Oroville Dam go, and that would destroy. I mean, Oroville Dam is the biggest producer of rice, soybeans, and I forget one other product in the world. Famine around the world. We'd have food shortages here. 50% of retail crosses I-5. Folks, this would be a disaster for America if this happens. But I think we're going to have, what John Moore and I talked about this morning on a show, we're going to have a Tet Offensive if they feel that they can't win the election. And China's going to cripple us so they can move quickly to take Taiwan. There's problems with them taking Taiwan. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but that's not a clean endeavor for them. The Taiwanese have some pretty formidable defenses, and they got Japan and the Philippines and probably Australia to help them too. So this is really the way it's going to go. But folks, they want America destroyed. And I think the Middle East is a distraction, Doug. And let me tell you why. The real action is going to be when China takes down the infrastructure in this country. They're also going to launch multiple Pearl Harbors, Guam, Diego Garcia, individual ships at sea in Hawaii. And they're, I think it's DH-26 missiles, if I'm getting that right. They can easily hit Hawaii. So we're going to see, I think, all these preemptive actions if an election cannot be secured by Biden. But there's one other element. I want to get your comment on this. Biden illegally entered into a treaty without two-thirds approval of Senate as required by the Constitution. And the World Health Organization, upon a declaration of pandemic, can invoke absolute medical martial law in this country, including censorship. They can do a climate change, health crisis. They can order UN troops on our soil, and that could be the Chinese, blue-helmeted Chinese. I mean, this could get really ugly, and this treaty kicks in at the end of next month. And what do we have going on? The frickin' bird flu. What do you think, Doug?
Well, there's more than just that. It just recently came out in the Dominican Republic of the Congo that there is a mutagenic monkeypox that is so virulent and deadly. I believe they said it's already 108 people either infected or killed. Don't hold me to that one. I don't have the article in front of me, but I believe it's 108 people have already been killed by it.
Is this in Africa?
Yeah, in the Congo. So they're already claiming that, you know, this thing could get out of control. It would not shock me for this to be a year of multiple different pandemics.
I agree.
And, you know, the bird flu, nah. What I worry about is something hitting the cattle. I worry about something hitting the population of red meat in America. Because, I mean, let's face it. Red meat is what people need for their main amount of protein. Red meat is what gives you iron. It's the process of eating red meat that gives you selenium. And these are the things that you need for testosterone, for removing free radicals, for getting stronger and healthier. Red meat is the best. So for all you people who like soy, sorry, but
soy boys do.
Oh, I know. And you can tell by their hair from 100 yards away. But this is one of the things that people were looking at in 2020 with the pandemic then was, would there be some type of a virulent outbreak amongst the cattle, like mad cow disease or something else of that could drastically hit the market. And don't forget that the four major meat markets, more or less, in America are owned by China. So everything kind of plays into their hand. You know, when the FBI came out and said that they have for sure found over 90 towers across America that have Huawei hardware on it that was spying on law enforcement and military communications. We don't know exactly what was done with it. You would hope that it was all dismantled, but once again, who freaking knows? Can't rely on these people anymore. But if they know that much, then there's probably more things that are out there. It's not hard for me to theorize that China and some group, I'll let you guys decide who you think it is, in the United States is in cahoots with each other, and they are preparing for the imminent downfall of America, which leads into the imminent civil war revolution in America, which then leads to what? The invasion. The invasion will be something with the Kigali principles that we've talked about so many times, where most likely you'll have members of the cabinet of the White House who will be under some sort of form of duress, probably the president, maybe the vice president, who knows. But then they would call upon the United Nations to come in and help seize areas, maintain control, and from there continue to move outward. If that were the case, then you could probably go ahead and expect that if it wasn't total grid down, then there is at least various forms of grid down throughout various states. And as the grid comes back up, because it would come back up, so I don't believe in EMP anymore. I used to. Maybe if there was an EMP, it would be as, I don't know, strategic as possible as an EMP could be. But I believe more in a cyber attack, a Pearl Harbor style cyber attack that we all knew was coming, but we allowed it to happen anyway.
It's going to be more than cyber, though, Doug. They're going to hit everything.
Let me throw this to you. This is what we talked about last night, Dave, and then I want you to chime in because this is pertinent. We've talked about, and FBI Christopher Wray has warned about, that there is coming waves of terror attacks in America. At the rate that we're fighting Iran, that we're supporting Israel, who's fighting Hamas and all the others, you can expect that most likely this terror attack will be a violent extremist Islamic terror attack, that's what will be led. But with your already growing army of Chinese middle-aged men of fighting age, of people from around the world who are here that are all men of fighting age, it would almost make sense to allow strategic places where you would have violent Islamic extremists take the first brunt of that fight, and then from there activate your hidden army. And they are pretty well hidden, but we know they're here. We have no idea what weapons they have, what technology they have, but I want to implore upon all of you, no country in the world is better armed than the population of America. I'm not talking about the military. I'm talking about the population of America is better armed than any military in the world. So it's not like there isn't availability of beans, bullets, and band-aids and guns in America. They're already here. Just get the people here. That was part of the tactic whenever China was talking about trying to invade Russia. Instead of going and fighting Russia, let's just import 1 million Chinese men, and then another million, and then another million. And after 3 million Chinese men in already, you know, deep inside Russia, they stand up, they get activated, they could buy the most simplest of weapons to be armed with themselves. And the war has already started, and most likely it would not be a very, very favorable outcome. The problem here in America is I wish it was only 1 million or 2 million or 3 million. We are estimating at this point in time, there could be 10 million, 20 million people here in America, men of fighting age, who you don't know what their alliances are, what their allegiance are, And I mean, as far as we know, we have to believe what they tell us. They're here to replace us. So they're probably going to fight like hell when they get activated.
I totally agree with you on that. You're absolutely right. But I think what we're going to look at here, though, Doug, is the implementation of death by a thousand cuts. We're already seeing it on multiple fronts. I mean, we've got inordinate amount of limited reason. I mean, here's what's stupid. We're in the Middle East supporting Israel. Okay, we have no strategic oil supplies. We have no capability of developing oil, raising oil out of the ground in our country because Biden has killed that. He's not going to bring that back. And the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow little passageway in which most oil passes through for the world, runs by Iran. And if they can block that successfully, they could sabotage it. It's Katie bar the door. We won't have electricity for our homes. The military will be dead in the water. I mean, Doug, we're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, I don't think I have the location right here in front of me, but the weapons manufacturing that we make 155 howitzer artillery shells from, it just randomly caught on fire.
I saw that.
So when we started to fund Ukraine, remember, guys, a year and a half ago, we sent so much ordnance to Ukraine that they estimate, the military experts estimate, that it would be 5 years before we rebuilt our stockpile of howitzer ammunition, of tank ammunition, rocket-propelled grenades, like what Russia uses, the RPGs. Well, ours would be the AT-4s or SMAWs. I wasn't an assaultman for the Marine Corps, so I was just a basic infantryman, but more or less tank hunting ballistic missiles fired by regular infantry. So we're already so lacking in just the standard response of a infantryman's goal to be able to repulse an invading force. I mean, the last time I looked on this, and it's been a year, but the last time I really looked into this, they estimated that we would have about a month or two worth of ordnance, and then we would run out. A month or two. Who's going to send us ordnance? No one. Because if Russia invaded us, if China invaded us, they would do the right thing, which means they would have military blockades. They wouldn't allow anything to come in and out. So, you know, when it comes down to it, when America gets attacked, Dave, I'm pretty sure we're on our own. I don't think there's anything Britain could do. Australia is already bought by China. Israel is going to be busy enough fighting the whole Middle Eastern world. We're going to be on our own. Once again, that's why we go back to you having water purification, stored food, freeze-dried food, having the proper ammunition, proper weapons, having good tools that you can use, having good networks with people. That's a huge thing, having good networks of people. Like, we're so far beyond doomsday prepper and all that fantastic fantasy stuff. This is as serious as I can say. America, you need to start preparing for war. War is coming. It's in our future. It's undeniable at this point. It's in our future.
I also think it's part of the chaos internally. They may take a hands-off approach after they take all the infrastructure down. And here's why I say that. What'll happen with limited resources? People will form into collectives to take what they need, and we'll have warlord versus warlord. What do you
Absolutely.
Think about that? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll become territories, tribal communities, county versus county. I mean, look back into history in the 1600s, the French and Indian Wars up into the 1700s, with the colonial wars versus the French and Indians, and then against Britain itself. And you will find that the number one thing that was needed from those wars was this one word called logistics. It wasn't that we were lacking manpower and fighting power. We have plenty of that here in America. We got 333 million people or more. That was one of the estimates I saw yesterday. But we don't have the logistics for a sustained fight. Not only that, Americans already don't like each other. And there's already too many people here who are not American who don't like us either. And they'll be thrown into this fight. So they'll be, siding with who they think is the winner. I personally believe that the United States government would surrender us over to the UN just as fast as they can put pen to paper. Once again, we were on our own.
I agree. There was a movie made in the 80s. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it. But we had a traitor president surrender the country to Russia. And I cannot think of the name of it. I used to quote that movie a lot. But I do agree. Biden will look at Biden is an employee of Xi Jinping.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's come out in congressional testimony, people. He won't hesitate to surrender us to listen, I've told you this, Doug, before. Three base commanders, and obviously I'm going to say where, but three base commanders with firsthand reference that I know have said they're not going to follow Biden in time of war. They will not take his orders. If there's three, there might be 30.
Well, at this rate, it doesn't matter if the entire United States military revolts, because we're outnumbered 30-1. By the estimates that the Border Patrol is estimating, the United States military, just based on manpower, attrition alone will destroy you. So, you got to ask yourself, if you think that we're full of crap, if you think everything's hunky-dory, then why in the last 2 years has there been the biggest rush to our border that anyone has ever seen? And don't tell me because people are afraid that Trump's coming back. We had these rushes when Trump was here, but nothing compared to what has happened under Biden. Did you know that since January, we've had 70,000 people since January cross this border? Excuse me, just in the month of January, 2024. And it was documented to be 70,000, just January. And we typically like to say, for every one caught, three got away. So what are we at? 210,000 that month alone? You can't sustain these numbers. It's unsustainable. And whose ranks are they joining? Where are these people? Where are they hiding? I know whenever I was in El Paso, they were hiding them in large warehouses out in industrial complexes. So, when you go out into a city and you have the industrial area where all the big warehouses are, that's where they were hiding people. That's where the Red Cross was hiding them. We were delivering people to this one building. It was a million square foot plus building. I know I talked to the director of the building. And they had 10,000 beds in it. 10,000 beds.
The illegal situation is so bad, Denver said they're not spending any more money. New York wants to tax everyone going in below 60th Street, like to Broadway, $15 a trip, because they got to pay for the illegals.
Did you know that New York has spent $50 million on debit cards for illegals?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's worse than
million.
That. Hochul, the governor, just allocated $1.4 billion.
Once again, I'm going to reiterate, you're on your own. You better learn how to self-rescue. Because these people, they're not here for you and me. All these leaders, I don't know who keeps electing these people, who keeps putting them in charge. If you ask my honest opinion, it's the Lord who puts them all in charge and we get what we deserve. One of the things Marmari, Emmanuel, the bishop who was stabbed, and I please pray for his speedy recovery. I do believe he survived the attack.
He did.
But he did?
He did.
Praise God. We need strong men like him. But, you know, he said something very funny, but very telling, that it's the Lord, as the Bible says, who appoints leaders to nations, not men. It's the Lord who appoints leaders. And we got a man who can't remember his own name. And in that, it transfers into how America, you have forgotten your God. So I gave you a man who forgot his own name. And that's why we're in the state that we're in.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to call for Christians? Get on your knees and start praying. We don't need you at MAGA rallies. We need you on your knees praying to the Lord. That's where we need you. But I feel that there's a sense of urgency in people, and they see Trump as this white knight in shining armor. And, you know, he's going to come back and he's going to just wreck house. Well, he didn't do it the first time. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't root for the man to do it, but I know them by their fruits. And Donald Trump's fruits the first times was not impressive to me. So I'm not going to count him to do it again. And I am of the point, Dave, you and I have said this before, I don't belong to a political party anymore. I'm at the point to where I'm worrying about me and mine and what the Lord wants me to do. And if you yoke yourself up with this system, either Republican or Democrat, everything that they do, well, you voted for them. So you voted for what they do. So be careful who you yoke yourself up to. I mean, I hate to say it, Dave. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. But I think we've come to the Rubicon in America where the vote no longer matters. What do you do now, America?
Amazing. I want to talk about Grantham for a minute. You saw the same senatorial testimony I did. Josh Hawley just took her apart. This criminal lied to the Senate under oath multiple times last year when she said she had no stocks in her portfolio that she oversaw. Not only did she lie and break the law, there are 600 employees of the Energy Department that did the same thing. It's one big criminal cabal. They're violating the Hatch Act. They're acting illegally. And they're brazen because they know that criminal Merrick Garland of the DOJ won't do anything to them.
I believe Holly said that she committed 6 felonies by her actions. And once again, tell the people why this is important, because it's about destroying the energy process of America.
Yeah, it is. When she was questioned by another committee today, she had a fun day, but she went before another committee and a couple of Republicans just nailed her. They said, okay, look, you say that we got to cut back on gas and this and that, natural gas and coal. Okay, why? Why? Why doesn't every country happen to, like India and China don't have to obey? That's half the world that has an advantage over us now. But then he went, senator went on to say, tell us how with AI and data centers and electric vehicles, and you're going to use more energy we've ever used before. How's that helping the climate if you're using more energy? We're not cutting anything back. We're just changing what we're using. And
yeah,
she had no answer. And then he said, how much, if we do all your plans, net zero, how much will that impact the energy usage? And what will it mean for the environment? She couldn't give a clear answer because there's no science, Doug.
Yeah, she doesn't have it. She doesn't have it. All of her answers.
It's not just her. There's no science here. Well, climate change is a cult without science.
Well, it's not just a cult. It's a Ponzi scheme because all of their investors are who is putting these people who are in these heads of state are lobbyists for the big energy.
That's true.
That's what they are. They're lobbyists. I don't understand how Mobil Oil and some of these other legacy petroleum companies are just laying all their gain to the side and not fighting this. You know, and we're still drilling oil here in Texas, in New Mexico and Arizona, Louisiana, they're still drilling for oil, but where is it going? What are we doing with it? We're still fracking. There are people in the comment section right now. You work for the big oil companies. You're out there fracking. You're out there slinging pipe. Please leave us in the comment section. What are you seeing? Because according to the Biden administration, you're not supposed to be working. But we do know the Biden administration just gave a very large approval for certain companies to start drilling again. But where's the oil going? Because Biden says he's not going to refill the strategic oil reserve, which means the moment we get into war, we got no gas for the tanks. So the boys are going to be on foot. So
I'm going to make a guess. I want to answer your question.
Go ahead.
I would suspect we're sending it to Europe to use in the war against Russia and Ukraine.
I almost expect that we're just, you know, putting it in a freight liner and we're sending it over to China at this rate.
Well, we did sell off our strategic oil reserve to China, so that's a logical statement on your part.
Yeah, I mean, it's and where's the DOD? Where's the Pentagon? The whole object goal of the Pentagon is to make war and prepare for war and defend the U.S. against war. How are you going to do it on foot? You going to use your e-bikes? You going to fly around on your freaking gliders? You going to use your Segways? We have to have Jet A fuel for the Zoomies. We got to have Jet A fuel for the fixed wing and the rotaries. We got to have as much diesel as possible for our MRAPs, for our light assault vehicles, for our heavy troop carriers. We have to have fuel. And not only that, there's more people who will use just regular vehicles than the military vehicles when an attack happens. So, you know, you are literally putting the country in danger by us not having a strategic oil reserve. I don't understand why there's not a big uproar about this. And look, I like Josh Hawley.
Let me just say this. The average person doesn't understand it. And the Senate and Congress, they're putting on a show right now because it's election year, but nothing's going to come out of this name calling they're doing to these criminals in the Biden administration. Yeah. Hey, how about Merrick Garland? Section 702 of FISA. And so Garland's being grilled and he's asked the question, did you lobby Congress people to not accept the Biggs Amendment that would have stopped unwarranted surveillance of all Americans? And first he wouldn't answer the question. Finally he said, it's yes or no. Did you or did you not? Well, yeah, we're permitted to do that. He goes, no, you're not. That's a violation of the Hatch Act. These people are nothing but from Grantham to Garland, they're criminals and nothing ever happens to them.
So what are the people supposed to do?
I don't know. Well, we need to wake up more people. We need the sound of millions of marching feet on the street. And then we need to say no. Hey, there's indications the draft may already be underway. Can you tell the story about Jamie's relative?
Yeah, it'd probably be better for Jamie to tell it, but if I'm correct, I believe it's either Jamie's nephew or one of his younger cousins. I believe the young man's in his 20s, and he was sent another letter from social services. You know, basically double confirming, did you sign up for social services for draft? So, you know, the draft is something that people are very concerned about. You should be concerned about it. But there's going to be multiple facets here. Dave, this is a good topic for us to talk about. There's multiple phases of a draft. After a war starts, we got to have people to go and replace the war fighters. And then we got to have people to be here, all right, as an internal defense force. And then you're going to have that third group of people, Dave. The people who are non-military, but they have special qualifications. So I was talking to one of the guys who was at our training, you know, great brother in the Lord. And we were talking about the potentiality of a draft. And he said, you know, man, if a draft happened, they're coming after me. Even though he's 51, he's like, I'm not going to be in the military, but they're going to force guys like me to drill oil because there's only so many of us who know how to do what he does in his own specialty in his field. And that's when, you know, it just kind of brought up some facts of World War II. And you won't have this big, you know, call for war bonds and doing your part. I think America is beyond wanting to do their part. I think America is beyond wanting to support the war overseas with war bonds. I think more Americans than ever would dodge the draft, would tell the government, up yours, send your own kids. And once again, there's the conflict. It's so many different layers of conflict that could happen when the war starts, Dave. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to this. It's just we're in these messes because everyone that works in the Biden administration is a freaking pervert or a criminal. There's no getting around it.
Well, when you say pervert or criminal, I mean, you almost mean literally, like people are literally criminals.
Yeah, let me put it this way. I want to be really clear. What your sexual preferences are is between you and God. Okay, I just don't want to have to honor anyone's sex life, and I don't expect anyone to honor mine. And I'm tired of the divide and conquer BS that goes on with transgenders. But anyone who wants to cut the genitals off of kids and take a six-year-old, well, you don't know if you're Tommy or Tammy. Those people need to be in jail. That's child abuse. They're not the age of consent. And then to hide it from their parents, well, that's conspiracy. That's more time in jail. We have absolute morally bankrupt people running this country. I mean, look at Grantham and Garland, just what we said tonight, committed multiple felonies that they should be in prison for right now. And then you take a look at the Biden administration. They're all in favor of cutting the kids' genitals off. They want baby killing up to the time of delivery, sell the body parts, glorify Planned Parenthood, put peaceful baby killing protesters in prison for 11 years. Doug, I could talk forever. You can stop me now and comment if you'd like.
All I say is God have mercy on us.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, there's a reporter, Andy Ngo, very famous reporter for infiltrating Antifa. I actually have his book. It's a wonderful book. It's a very informative book. And if you go to his locals page or if you're subscribed to him on YouTube, almost every day, multiple times throughout the day, he is posting a new member of what's called Trantifa, of these people who are sexual deviants. They're very violent. They're all involved one way or the other in child pornography or violations sexually against children. And these people, man, it's a spiritual sickness. It is a spiritual sickness that is happening in America.
I agree.
The more you take God out of people's lives, the more the enemy comes in like a flood. And when you don't have that standard of God to be there to protect you, you will be given over to the wiles of the devil and all the horrific things he'll make you do.
It is
absolutely satanic, the attack that's happening inside this country, that's happening to our way of life, to our people. This is an attack from Satan himself, turning the people on the people. And there is a missing call and cry from the men of God. Where are you? Where are you, pastors? Where are you, reverends, you priests? Where are you, people? Stop cowering behind your pulpits and inside your church. Take the church back outside and fight for this country. Show that you give a dang. Why don't we have a million-man pastor march standing in front of the White House, but yet we'll allow the Palestinians to go out there and make a mockery of our country, but the men of God stay silent? The Lord will have vengeance on them.
Well, we have a choice. We could be Nineveh and repent, Jonah 3:10, or we can be Sodom and Gomorrah and be destroyed. And so people need to find Jesus. Absolutely need to find Jesus. There's no two ways about it. Doug, in the remaining moments we have, tell people how they can follow your good work.
So the American Vindictus Show is exclusively on YouTube and Rumble and thecommonsenseshow.com.tv. If you need training, once again, www.vindictasolutions.com. Come hang out with us. Other than that, man, we're probably going to be migrating over to Rumble. I think, what did you and I say? It's this year.
Yeah, well, I'm already on Rumble. Down. I'm already on Rumble, the Common Sense Show, with no spaces. Doug, they're going to turn the lights out on us. We are flat out of time. Make sure you support Doug. And ladies and gentlemen, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine and tools, and training. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Doug.
See you, buddy.